that's why I believe in you, because that is the greatest purpose. It's to love. Honest. It sounds corny, whatever you want to say. I don't care. I love people because there is freedom and power in loving people.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. Thanks for tuning your beautiful brainwaves into another episode of the Positive Head Podcast, where we have the crazy belief that creating success and happiness is a daily conscious effort, which is why we provide you with a fresh serving of soul food for thought 5 days a week. I'm your host, Brandon Beecham, and each and every Wednesday, you can tune in to hear me interview a different consciousness changemaker that is out there working tirelessly to help catalyze change and expand awareness all across spaceship Earth. On the other 4 weekdays, you can tune in to myself and my co-host, Dalian, giving interpretations of our favorite thought-provoking quotes, sharing a bit of inspiring or mysterious news, taking questions from the audience, and digging into any other mind-expansive topics that will help keep your soul fed by tuning you into positive vibrations on a regular basis. All right, all you positive heads, on this week's interview episode, I have a very special guest here with me. I have the lovely Sonia Sophia on the show. Sonia is a practitioner and trainer of EFT, which stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, also known as tapping. Sonia is committed to playing her part in helping to heal humanity by bringing this powerful technique to the masses through her organization, the World Tapping Circle. Hello, Sonia. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brandon. Thank you so much for your invite.
Oh, it's very, very welcomed. I've been looking forward to having you here ever since, you know, you and I have met. Well, we haven't actually met in person as of yet, although I feel like I've met you because I've been to a couple different times over the years to your sessions at Burning Man. And we'll get into that in a moment. I'm getting ahead of myself because I always start the show with the same question. So the question for you, you're in an elevator. You have 10 floors to answer. The gal next to you looks over and says, "What's your passion?" What do you say?
My passion is helping bring people back to life from the cultural conditioning and the childhood trauma that they've suffered so that we can create the most beautiful version of the world possible together.
Sonia, I thought you were going to be ambitious. Come on.
It's really important.
Is that all?
Well, you know, he's got to do it.
There's a reason you and I are connected, because that is a beautiful passion. And why don't you start off by spending a moment and just share with us a little bit about your background and who you are, and then we'll get into what you do.
Okay. Well, I came into EFT, Emotional Freedom Techniques, about 12 years ago. I was doing body work. I was doing kind of pastoral counseling, lay counseling, and energy work with people. Mm-hmm. And I was constantly working on developing myself. I was a single mom. I realized the day that I found out I was pregnant that if I didn't clean up the stuff that was in my head, my fears, my anxieties, my neuroses, that I was going to pass them on to my child. And I had this belief that somehow in 9 months before my baby was born, I was just going to get all that done. So I really set out to shift things. I had a really good mom who had that type of attitude. And so she cleaned up a lot of things, but I also inherited things that she couldn't clear. And I was aware of that. I was very anxious. I was depressed. I had a lot of neuroses, a lot of anxieties, a lot of fears and insecurities. And I was very young when I had my child. So that's kind of set me on a course to do my inner work. And I looked in all kinds of different areas and tried lots of different things, from counseling to Native American practices to Wiccan practices to all kind of gestalt therapies and co-counseling, and just really looking. I took every workshop that came to town and read volumes, libraries full of self-help books, and really worked on myself. And I noticed that I was making progress, and I noticed that the things that I was helping my clients with was helping them, but it seemed like it was just an awful lot of work for limited results that if I didn't keep on it, I would slide back. And I noticed that about everybody, like, wow, this is so hard. Is it supposed to be this hard? Isn't there a way that we could like kind of be done, sort of like you set your house up and then you can live in it? You're not constantly going to put the furniture back in the same place again.
It's like this show. That's why I say it's, you know, and I do 5 episodes a week. It's a daily conscious effort. It's one thing to understand a lot of these concepts that we discuss and, you know, helping yourself and spirituality and the ultimate nature of reality. But it's work. And it's not just this rosy sort of primrose path. You're essentially saying, okay, I'm going to work on myself, bring up all the demons, bring up all the dark stuff. Let's work through it. And a lot of times I think people, you know, can think it's, oh, this is just this airy fairy thing. But, you know, you have to go through the darkness, right?
Yeah. And there's these moments while you're doing that when it feels harder than you can deal with. It feels like there's a reason I put this in a box or I avoided going here because it feels impossible. And it's so scary. It's so terrifying. It's so depressing. It's so sad, you know. And yeah. I was struggling just like everybody else. And I made a prayer at some point because I felt exhausted. And the reason I felt exhausted is because I was working so hard on myself, but I was working so hard to help my clients. I was a single mom and I was dating someone who turned out to be very dark and scary. Mm. The one example I'll give is I woke up one night next to him in bed and heard him whispering evil things in my ears while I slept.
Oh, wow.
Creepy.
That gives me chills just hearing that. Oh my gosh.
Needless to say, I ended that relationship quickly, but I kind of had a nervous breakdown because at that point in my life, I didn't believe people like that existed, especially ones who seemed so positive by day. And I just kind of collapsed and had a nervous breakdown. And the prayer I had prayed just before that experience was, please don't give me what I want anymore. Give me what I need.
Ah.
Very intense to ask the universe.
What a brave prayer.
Well, thank you. It was a prayer of like, look, I need a shortcut and I think I know what I want, but you probably know better. So can you just take me there?
Yeah.
And the universe fast forwarded my process by giving me a nervous breakdown to the point where I stopped answering emails. I stopped taking phone calls. I stopped seeing clients and I was kind of shaking. I literally would shake when I heard a car drive up. I thought it was him and friends were worried. And one friend who had just learned the very basics of EFT in a little weekend 3-hour workshop came over to my house and said, sweetheart, I'm worried about you. We haven't seen you in 2 months. You're not answering the calls. I'm wondering if you even have enough money to survive, which I didn't. Can I show you what I learned in this little tapping workshop? And at that point, I was too desperate to say no.
Sure.
So I said, sure. And so she sat down and she tapped on me because I couldn't help myself anymore. And she asked me some questions and I just remember blubbering out a few answers and just crying and crying and crying. But what happened during that tapping session is all this heat and energy started to leave my body. And I recovered in 1 hour what I thought would take me 4 months. We did about 3 more sessions and I completely recovered from my nervous breakdown. Wow. I was joyous and smiling. I felt like it had been a year since that happened. I felt ready to date again.
Yeah.
And my next thought was, I wish I was smart enough to learn how to do this. And it turns out I was.
What do you know?
So I made incredible. It a mission to give people who, like me, had tried everything and done so much work on themselves, another chance of like, hey, you know what? There's a fast forward button. We still have to do our work, but we can do it more quickly, more thoroughly. And actually, those pieces can heal.
Yeah.
And I'm finding a lot of permanent, deep, clearing relief. And it's in alignment with all that stuff that I read in the spiritual self-help books, in the motivation books, in the positive thinking books. All that stuff like suddenly made sense and I had access to the fundamental laws of how this worked. So I learned how to do it and within 3 months I had a standing line only practice helping people.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. I think you found your calling. No, I know you found your calling within 3 months to have that sort of response. And of course, that's why I tracked you down and had to bring you on the show. I first became aware of EFT or tapping years ago. Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's one of my favorite, you know, teachers, mentors, such an amazing individual, hearing him talk about it and what a huge benefit it had for him. And so anyway, fast forward, I end up at Burning Man, which we both are burners. You've been what? A lot, even more than I've been 7 times. How many times did you say that you'd been?
I think it's 17 or 18 at this point.
Oh, wow. You are definitely a professional. So yeah, a couple years ago, ended up at Burning Man and ended up in one of your workshops, and you were, you know, conducting. There's hundreds of people there and hundreds of people tapping. And it was really, it was just such a simple but powerful process. And it's so tangible because we talk about all this sort of, you know, spiritual stuff and self-help. And, you know, that's sort of my life right on this show. But I love it because it's now a active piece. It's a take action. Here we're going to physically do something. It's not like, you know, you got to go to yoga and, you know, it takes you 5 months to get where you're good at it or any of those things. You know, some things are so, it takes such an intense effort and they're worth every bit of it, you know.
Yeah.
But what I love about this is it's simple. It's like so simple and so quick and so profound, and you can continue to do it and continue to get deeper healing and deeper, you know, it's sort of like this never ending physical activity that goes along with all the sort of necessary mind food, right?
Right.
Soul food that we're always talking about. And that's what I love. And so,
you get instant gratification from this. You're instantly going to feel something. And
going to feel something. If you haven't been bawling, if you know, even, you know, you're going to either bawl, you're going to cry, you're going to laugh, you're going to come away feeling very buzzed. And for me, the first time was powerful. And this year I ended up at your, you know, I think it was at Red Lightning, a great, great camp, and ended up there for your tapping. You know what? I was actually, I had a really fun experience right before, Sonia, where, you know, the Talk to God booth.
Yeah.
That's right in front of Red Lightning this year. And I don't know if it's always in front of it, but this year it was.
Yeah,
and
I decided that.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, yeah. I know that now that I think about it, because, you know, I've seen that, and it's you know, always at Burning Man, and it's just a phone booth, you guys, that says talk to God. You know, it's an old school phone booth, and you go and you pick it up, and someone's on the other end, and they're talking to you as God, and it's just this fun, you know, quirky kind of Burning Man experience, right? Mm-hmm. One of the infinite things that you can interact with and play with at Burning Man. And so I see the talk to God booth, and never one to pass up that opportunity. I go in, I'm talking to the person, have a great conversation for a couple minutes. And then they ask me, well, what are you going to do with your day? And I'm like, you know, I don't know. Just kind of seeing where the wind blows, you know, where it takes me. And so I hang up, and then I'm instantly picked back up, and I say, you know what? And God answers again. And I'm like, you know what? You asked what I wanted to do today. I want to play God, you know? And then the person on the other end says, perfect. I'm ready for my lunch break. See the little hut hidden out of eyesight about, you know, 100 yards away. Look to the left. You know, you have to look because it's hidden. And so I go over, and the person, you know, that was God, let me take the throne. And it was such a, for me, I really, it's one of the highlights of my burn was, you know, getting to play God and talk to people and have those experiences. And you get people who pick up the phone and are being silly and fun. And then you get people who are pouring their hearts out and, you know, and everything in between. And so I had some really, you know, wonderful experiences. Definitely a few times people said, wow, that was more than I bargained for. Mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, what do I hear? I hear you about to start your session right next door in the tent, right? Red Lightning does all their workshops. And so I'm like, oh, I remember her. And oh, I really want to do this. And so after an hour and a half or so of playing God, I got to just transition, handed the honor over to someone new to play God. And, you know, went in and did tapping with you now the second time. And this time it was even more of an emotional release than the first time. You know, I had it my most emotional morning already prior to this, which was interesting. By far, my most emotional day at Burning Man. And so then kind of rolling into from the playing God, from a very emotional morning to playing God, then into, you know, your session. And yeah, that time it just kind of hit me. I was like, wow, this is such a powerful, simple yet powerful technique. I've got to find Sonia and you know, bring. And here we are. So
that's really funny, because when you walked into my workshop, you know, I teach at Burning Man wearing these big ball gowns, but I wear these angel wings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
And a lot of times the
beautiful, too. Such beautiful costume, you know. Yes. And that's how I remembered you from before.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny because, you know, I feel like one of the angels embodied to help people in the world. I think we all are, actually. And the more you remember that, the more useful you become. And that's what I think tapping does for people. It takes away the things that aren't really us, that we've picked up from generations of abuse, generations of neglect, generations of narrow-minded cultural conditioning, you know, even just old world struggle, where we came in from people who had very different lives, a much harder life, much more severe lives. And we got imprinted, our parents got imprinted, and they passed some of that down. And we live in a different world. And so to be able to flush that stuff out of your nervous system and regroup, and then let your spirit, your actual soul, animate your body and do what it wants to do with this beautiful body that it still has. That's, I think that's the greatest gift that we can give each other. And so to be able to facilitate that, to help someone get back to who they really are, to me is the greatest privilege.
It reminds me of a couple things. One is the book Conversations with God, one of my favorite books, says, you know, and in it God says, I've sent you nothing but angels. And I would definitely say that is the case with you and the work that you're doing. And I instantly thought of, you know, also, I don't know why these things popping in my head, but there's an old Sting song, I don't know the name of it. It's probably something along the lines of the main lyrics, which is let your soul be your pilot. And that's really what this work is doing, right? It's clearing out. You made such a good point. It's like in your nervous system, and this is helping to clear out everything is encoded in our DNA and in every cell of our body. It's like, it's not just your mind. It's everything, right?
Yeah.
You're such a, there's no like sort of barrier where your emotions aren't stored and so forth. It's for me, it's every cell of your being. And that of course leads to a bit of a question, and you have the science buffs and people out there who really want to know, okay, well, what is this really? What, you know, how does this, you know, what's the science behind it? Is there science behind it? And I'd love to hear what you would say to those people.
Oh, there's a ton of science. EFT has been around for about 20 years, and the people who started basically creating this process, well, first of all, there's lots of doctors who basically understood pieces of this, and then the next person kind of stood on the shoulders of that research and moved it forward until it came into the form it is today. So it's five or six generations of chiropractors and MDs and psychotherapists who started to understand how things worked, and then a guy named Gary Craig who put it together in a very streamlined, simplified form, because we as people try to make things too complicated, really. And so this is kind of the buckshot approach to self-help and to healing. And then he and some other people, including a researcher named Dawson Church, who has a beautiful website called EFT Universe, they spent 20 years getting the research done on it. So it's been researched in more than 10 different countries by more than 60 investigators. And they've been publishing those results in more than 20 peer-reviewed journals. Harvard Medical School, the University of California at Berkeley, University of New York, Walter Reed Military Medical Center, Texas A&M, JFK University. It goes on and on all over the world. People are researching it, and they're trying it for things like PTSD for war veterans. And the veterans who do get EFT sessions recover 80% in 1 to 6 sessions. There is no medication. There's no even talk therapy with that kind
wow.
of statistic behind it. I use it for sexual abuse survivors, for domestic violence, people who were in accidents, who had surgeries, near-death experiences, childbirth trauma, phobias, fears, anxieties, depression, things even like learning disorders. I had severe dyslexia back in the day when I told you that story of having the nervous breakdown. I could barely do a phone number. It would take me 2 or 3 minutes to get a phone number right. Typing and writing is a nightmare for me. And I don't have that anymore. It's such a joy to sit down and
interesting.
You know?
Yeah, and people think, you know, a lot of times with these handicaps or diseases or different things that they're sort of like, oh, it's like, you know, I interviewed Dr. Bruce Lipton, you know, Biology of Belief a while back, which was awesome. I'm sure you know who he is. You know, Biology of Belief, right? It's in we've been taught it's in our genes. Oh, you're dyslexic. That's it. It's done. Right. Like that's hardwired into your system. It's like, no, all of this is malleable. Yeah. All of this is energy. It's all, you know, you can heal yourself. You can fix things. We're, you know, it's a magical universe that we live in. And if you believe it's hardwired in, then it is. Yeah. Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right.
We're self-correcting. And Bruce Lipton, by the way, is a huge fan of tapping. There's a beautiful YouTube video. If you do a little Google search on Bruce Lipton and Tapping Solution, a website called The Tapping Solution, interviewed him a few years back. And he has about a 30-minute video that'll just rock your world. It is exactly what you're talking about.
He's
Bruce.
Incredible.
I love him. I've met him. He's a charming man.
Yeah, you know, I haven't met him in person, you know, just my interview, and it was fascinating. I could pick his brain forever. And for those of you who aren't familiar or haven't, go check out the Positive Head interview with him or any of his stuff, really, anywhere, or his book, Biology of Belief. It's incredible because it basically shows that, you know, we've heard it's in your genes, and that's actually, he shows the science as how that's not true, and actually beliefs turn genes on and off. So it's such fascinating research he's done, and he is definitely a light in the world.
Yeah.
So the science is there. That's good. And now how does it work? What is like the physical, you know, we've said tapping, but, you know, some people who've never heard of it are probably thinking, are you like knocking on people's door and running or what?
Is it tap dancing?
yeah, exactly.
So it's using the foundations of Chinese medicine, which the foundation for Chinese medicine is working with the meridians of the body. So the meridians are these tiny little circuits that connect all of your body to the electrical flow in the body. So you have a flow of electricity that every cell needs, every organ needs, every system needs, like the lymph system needs a flow of electricity to keep it going. We're bioelectric beings. So what we're doing is we're tapping on the circuits through using the acupuncture meridian. So the same place that an acupuncturist would put a thin little needle, which is actually, if you think about it, like an antenna, right? They're going to put a little piece of conductive material in an electrical circuit, and that antenna will either release stored energy where you have too much energy and it's blowing a fuse, or it'll draw energy in from the environment and fill up that kind of deflated, energetically dead zone and recharge it. So what they found is that tapping on the body does the same thing as putting a needle in the body. It balances the circuits. So we're using the acupuncture points that are on the body, and there's hundreds of them. But we're going to use a few, and each one of those is connected to a certain flow. So if you imagine, for people who are like in New York City, you've got the subway map. You're tapping on one of the stops at the end of the line. It's going to shake that whole line, and that line is connected to all the other tracks. So basically, as you're tapping, you're jiggling all the circuits, kind of like a fuse box, where you're flipping them on and off, and you're rebalancing the energetic flow physically. So that's the physical part of tapping. You take your fingers. I'll call out the points so that the listeners are we're actually going to do some of this at the end, and I'll call out the points. And you guys can follow along and experiment with this for yourself and see if it works for you. And I think it will. And the yes, electrical current is going to start to increase in your body, and it'll release anxiety and stored tension and stress, and it will also bring you back to life where you've been feeling a little defeated or stagnant energetically. So that's the physical component. And then there's a psychological component, which is where we use words. So inside your brain are memory files. And those files are actually neural networks where you had an experience, mm-hmm. and then you created a belief. And the neural network said, oh, for example, love equals pain. It happened a few right. times. Maybe it only happened once, but it was so intensely that love, pain are one thing.
Right.
So people shy away from saying I love you or hearing I love you because it, oh, love equals pain. And that neural yeah. network has bonded and fused with other parts of a neural network to create a learned experience, sort of like a knee-jerk reaction. So you don't right. have to think about, well, does love equal pain? I don't know. It used to. Maybe it doesn't. It's just, it always does, because there's a protein bond that glued that neural network to the pain response, and it's one, it's got a bridge now. It's the same thing. So
right.
what we're going to do is we're going to kind of do a search function in your brain for a certain belief, find where that belief is located, because you'll feel the belief come into, like, yeah, that feels true. So that means you found it. Then we're going to do right. some EFT, tapping the meridians and just reading that file for a minute, acknowledging that that belief is there. And that takes wow. us to kind of the third part, which is what you could call the spiritual part or the love part. When you put empathy / acceptance / unconditional love on a part of yourself, it tends to revive and restore you. And that works for your brain tissue as well. And that actually works for all of your biology. So when we're tapping, we are talking to ourselves, finding where that corrupt information is still actively creating our experience of life and filtering our perception. We start bringing love and acceptance to ourselves, saying, even though I believe that love equals pain, I'm open to loving and accepting myself. And when your brain hears that, it secretes chemicals, it brings electricity to that part of your brain, and it dissolves that neural network protein bond. So love is one thing, pain is another thing. They're not necessarily connected. And then you can reconnect, rewire your brain, literally, physically rewiring your brain, that love equals love. That when someone says, I love you, it actually feels good. It doesn't feel scary right. anymore.
Right.
So imagine how changing that one belief would affect your relationships.
Right. Yeah. Incredible. Yeah. It makes me think of... There's a documentary from maybe a decade or so ago, What the Bleep Do We Know? Mm-hmm. And they go into some for maybe 5 or 10 minutes, there's a whole piece talking about these neural networks and how by changing our beliefs, changing our thoughts, changing our inputs, we actually, you know, and it shows it, you know, a lot of times seeing the visuals really helps. You see these neural networks sort of being rewired and releasing old connections and making new ones. And that's sort of what's happening, what you're just describing, right?
Yeah, and that's part of the buzz or the high that people get from tapping. There's sort of a low-grade little psychedelic moment that happens
right.
when your brain releases and then reconnects with something that's more empowering. You feel kind of high and like, wow.
The ultimate pharmacy is in your head, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah, it's very powerful and very beautiful. And what's great is that when you get enough of your brain hooked up to a more positive, life-affirming belief system, your actions will reflect that belief system. Your
yeah.
options will increase. You'll see options you didn't see before. You'll take chances in a healthy, balanced way, and you'll actually see life changing around you because you're changing.
Yeah, and I would say you're actually creating it to change. You're attracting it. It's all vibrational in nature.
Yeah.
Everything external is vibrational in nature. And of course, that's a lot of what we talk about here. So that's, once again, why I love this, and I loved sort of finding you again. It's like, it's kind of like that eureka moment. Like, this is so complimentary to all the the talk about it. You know, it's just right. such a wonderful exercise to tie in. And, you know, as far as, and we're going to do it here in a moment, as you mentioned, one more question before we do that I have is, what kind of various uses, I mean, can you give some different scenarios of you know, you've touched on a little bit, but I mean, it's very, there's a broad array of things that you can sort of apply this towards, right?
Yes. So I mentioned some of the more severe things that people struggle with, like sexual abuse or, you know, trauma. But it can also be for something like divorce, bankruptcy. it can be from peak performance. Actually, there's an entire
wealth, to attract wealth, right?
To That's attract wealth, where people may have fear around finances or even a glass ceiling on what they think they can earn because it's based on what they think they deserve. And that's based on what their parents thought. And, you know, as you start to undo all that stuff, your motivation for money, why did I need that? Oh, because I want my mother's approval or my wife's approval. And when that comes out, the things that sabotage you go away and you actually be able to function better and to attract, you know, and keep the financial wealth that you bring. So that's one thing. But athletes are using this. There's a baseball team in Oregon that used it to get to the top and are seen tapping on the field. There are Olympic athletes that are using this now. People are using it pretty much on everything. So, you know, try it on anything and everything and see what happens. And even little things like insomnia or habits, like, for example, I always lose my keys. I mean, nothing's too small to tap on and nothing's too big to try it on.
Wow. So speaking of trying it, let's do it. Let's what would be a good thing to sort of focus on here? It seems like maybe sorry, go ahead.
I thought it would be fun, since the name of this podcast is Positive Head, for us to think about what would one negative belief that you have about yourself that is kind of a thought that is invasive, and it comes back maybe daily, maybe hourly, maybe weekly, but when it comes back, it really zaps your energy. For a lot of people, and I've tested thousands of people with this question, the answer is, I'm not good enough.
Yeah.
So maybe that is a one that your listeners out there want to try, but maybe there's something else. It could be, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm you know, too late or too much.
I've missed the boat. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a big one. So just pick one of those thoughts. I know that most people have many of them. I used to have so many, that's all I had. And I'm happy to tell you that in that place, there's just this nice quiet space and my mind no longer attacks me. And that's such a huge relief. So just pick one thought that we can experiment with, and I'll give you a little sample of what you can do with these invasive, intrusive thoughts that eventually, if you keep thinking them, become reality, right? Because you'll actually teach people to believe that about you in the way you behave and talk about yourself. So let's pick one negative thought and turn it into a positive thought so you can have a more positive head.
Perfect.
Okay, so everyone choose one thought. And remember, you can listen to this podcast in this part of the tap and do it again and again and work on different thoughts. And we also have some really cool surprises for you if you like this session and you want to do more.
Yeah, this is a little sample, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got special cooked up for you. Okay, so you got your thought. Now ask yourself, on a scale from 1 to 10, how true does this thought feel? We're not going to logic it out like, well, is it really true? It's more like, how true does it feel? So a 10 would be, it feels 100% true. I really don't think I'm good enough. It might feel 80% true, like I don't really think I'm good enough. Maybe I am. Okay? So just assess it a number so you can see if there's any changes by the end of the session, you'll know. So you do this too, okay, Brandon?
I'm with you. I'm ready.
Okay. So what's the intent? I won't ask you to divulge your negative thought unless you're feeling it, but I would like to know what the intensity level is for you from 1 to 10.
Let's see. My intensity level would be a Let's say it's an eight.
An eight. Okay. So what I'm going to do is just lead you through a few rounds of tapping. And a round means that we're doing all the points. And then we circle back and do all the points again. And I'll just describe where these points are. I'm not going to go into telling you what each point does. There's a different resource for that later. We're just going to have an experience, okay? Perfect. So the first thing I'd like you to do is, and you can do this with one or two hands. Listeners, maybe you're listening while you're walking or jogging or bicycling or driving. And if you're driving, maybe you can just use one hand, okay? Or drum your fingers on the steering wheel and say these things out loud. And the other part I wanted to stress is that it's important to say these statements out loud because you're getting your subconscious to listen to you. Your subconscious listens to everything that comes out of your mouth. Mm. It doesn't know when you're being sarcastic. It doesn't know when you're just kidding. So you really want to learn to say what you mean and mean what you say and not attack yourself in a sarcastic way out loud as well as mm-hmm. internally. All right, so massaging the points on the front of the chest. So to find these, take your fingertips, find your collarbones, and slide down about 3 inches from your collarbones and feel around into your upper pectoral region. Press around until you find kind of a tender spot in the front of your chest and give it a little circular massage. And we're going to take some deep, noisy breaths. So you're going to release a lot more energy if you learn to breathe deeply and kind of strong sighing exhalations, okay? Especially if you're feeling a lot of sensation physically or emotionally while we do this. And I just want to pause here and say, you could feel, and you may not feel, laughing, crying, burping, yawning, very, very common, tingles through the body. You might feel heat flashing through your body. You might feel like the room suddenly changed temperature for a moment. You might suddenly feel very sleepy. You might feel a lot of energy. And you also might have flashes, memories, and connections, and aha moments, and understandings, revelations. Let it all hang out. Let your body do what it needs to do. If you start feeling sleepy, stand up. Try to stay present so that we get you safely through the river and to the other side. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. And don't feel like you need to force any of those things either. You may not experience a lot of sensation. You may just feel more clear at the end. Okay. So we're going to start by massaging the front of the chest on these sore spots. Big, deep breath. Repeating after me. Even though I have this
thought. Even though I have this thought.
And think about that thought that you're having. And if you're listening and you have privacy, blurt that thought out loud. I'm open to loving
myself. I'm open to loving and accepting myself.
Good. Tap the eyebrows at the beginning of the eyebrows, right where your eyebrows start. Tapping with one or two fingers gently this thought. Think about that thought or say that thought out loud if you can. Big breath. Notice how that thought makes you feel. And sigh. Slide down your eyebrows to the edge of your eye socket, gently tapping on your temples. This thought. Think about that thought. Say that thought out loud. So sliding down to the cheekbones, tapping the front of your cheeks. Big, deep breath. This thought. Say that thought again. And notice how it makes you feel and breathe. And just accept that sensation in your body for a minute. Good. Tapping under the nose. Even though I have this thought, I'm open to loving and accepting myself. Tap under the lips. I started thinking this a long time ago. And let your mind go back to when you believe this thought started. What do you think created this belief? Tap your chest. Spread your fingers out and just tap across the top front of your chest in a circle. You got lots of points in the meridians. You don't have to learn them all now. You're bound to find most of them if you just tap around in a circle and breathe, thinking about, when did this belief become mine? Big deep breath. And tap down to the sternum. I started feeling this way when I was how old? Just blurt out a time that doesn't matter if you're wrong or right. And the answer may surprise you. Now you're going to drop down to the front of your rib cage. So if you track a straight line down from your nipples to the front of your ribs, the bottom of your ribs, there's a couple of ribs that jut out there in the front. Tap on those ribs and breathe. Even though I was young when I picked up this belief from, and then say where or who helped you develop this belief. Did you pick it up from your mother? Did you pick it up from your father, from school? Now we're going to tap the side of the ribs. So you can cross your arms and you're going to tap under your arms on the side of the rib cage. And if that's uncomfortable, just tap at the back of your knuckles on the side of your rib cage. If you're a woman, this is where your bra strap would go across, okay? Big deep breath. This belief that I picked up from where? Tap the inside of your wrist. So now look down at your wrist. Turn your hand over, palm to the sky, and tap across the inside of your wrist, like where a watch band would go across. And you're going to find that there's a little wrist bone that moves up and down when you flop your hand up and down. You want to make sure you hit that bone and then straight across. That's a heart point. Big deep breath. Even though I picked up this belief from, and say where you picked it up from, when I was how old, and say when that was, I'm open to loving and accepting myself. Big deep breath. So moving from the wrist to the thumb. So what you're going to do here is put your hand like you're going to karate chop something and look down at your hand. You're going to see the top edge of your thumb there. I want you to tap on the top edge of your thumb that's closest to the sky, on the side of your thumb, right where your thumbnail is. So gently tapping with two or three fingers, big deep breath, and sigh. I accept that I picked up this belief from, and say again where you think you picked up this belief, this thought about yourself. And tap the index finger, same place, side of the finger, side of the fingernail. Big deep breath. I'm open to loving and forgiving myself. Soft breath again. Now tap the middle finger, same place. We're just stair-stepping down. I'm open to forgiving, and then say whoever or wherever. Like, for example, I'm open to forgiving the kids at school. I'm open to forgiving my mother for teaching me to believe, and then say your negative belief again. Now we're going to tap the bottom of the fourth finger. So it's the same spot, but it's the bottom edge. So the side of your fourth finger that's closest to your little finger, if that makes sense. Big deep breath, tapping the bottom edge of your fourth finger. I'm releasing any remaining shame, pain, or fear that this belief has caused me. Big deep breath. We're going to tap the inside edge, the original edge of the little finger. I'm open to releasing any remaining shame, pain, or fear that this belief has caused me. Let's say that three times. I'm open to releasing any remaining shame, pain, or fear that this belief has caused me. Big breath. We're going to say it two more times. I'm open to releasing any remaining shame, pain, or fear that this belief has caused me. One more time with some enthusiasm. I'm open to releasing any remaining shame, pain, or fear that this belief has caused me. Big, noisy breath. Beautiful. Now we're going to tap the bottom of your hand right where that karate chop would land, the fleshy part of the bottom side of your hand. Tapping it gently. I'm open to loving and accepting myself, even if a part of me holds on to this belief because it's become a part of my identity. Big, deep breath. And just relaxing towards the part of your identity that this belief has become. Okay, we're almost done with the round of EFT. So now we're going to tap the top of the head. You can use, again, one or two hands. The sides of the head above and behind the ears and the back of the skull. This remaining belief that says, and then state that negative belief one more time. I'm allowing myself to release this and replace this with a better belief that supports my life and well-being. So tapping up to the top of the head, what would a more fun and exciting belief be here? So if it was, I'm not good enough, you might say that I'm good enough. Okay, so it's probably going to be the opposite of what you've just said. So let's say this positive belief three times. I'm open to believing that I'm good enough. I'm open to believing, say your belief, your new belief. Let's say it again. I'm open to now believing. And tapping the sides of the head and the back of the head one more time with enthusiasm. I'm open to the new belief that, and say your positive belief again. And relax. So here, Brandon, we're going to do a little check-in. So everyone just relax. Stop tapping. Say that negative limiting belief one more time. We're just going to see how real it feels now. All right, Brandon, has there been any change in how real that belief feels to you?
Yes, definitely.
What number would you say it's at now?
I would say it's at a, well, it was at a 8 starting. I would say it's already down to a 5.
Beautiful. That's with one round of tapping. And as you get better at this, those rounds can move more quickly. So let's do another round, because you can leave it at a 5. It definitely feels easier to live with. But why, you know, leave a rock in the middle of your living room that used to be a boulder, but now it's just a rock, right? I don't have to climb over it to get out the front door, but I still have to go around it. What if we could take it from a boulder to a rock to gravel to sand to dust to clear marble floor underneath? Let's see. Tap the eyebrows. This old belief that I picked up from who? Where do you think you picked up your belief, Brandon?
I think I picked up my belief from culture and society.
Mm-hmm. So slide down the temples. Even if I picked this up from my culture, including, and everyone at home, say where you think you picked it up. Tap the cheeks. And I remember the moment, and go back into your mind. You might have read it in a magazine. You might have heard it chanted at you at school. You might have heard a teacher say it, and it just penetrated really deeply. Is there a moment when it just kind of went in like an arrow?
Yes, for me.
Okay, so now we're going to be working on the memory where that really plunged in and became true for you. Tap under the nose. So everyone, see if you can remember that defining moment when, okay, I guess that's how it is then, became real. This memory, big deep breath, thinking about that time, tap under the lips. I remember, and everyone describe what happened. You've got 10 seconds. Go. Tapping under the lips on the chin and breathing. Okay, dropping down to the chest, spread your fingers out, tapping in a circle. This memory, say the memory again, describe it for 10 more seconds and breathe. Beautiful. Beautiful. Drop down to the front of the ribs, tapping with one or two hands on the front of the ribs. I'm open to loving and accepting myself, even with this painful memory that created a profound belief that I was what? And say it out loud. Big, deep breath. Tapping the side of the rib cage under the arms again. It's okay that part of me felt that that was true. Big breath. We're just going to accept the part of you that really bought into that. No more shaming, blaming, or arguing with that part of yourself, okay? We're just going to accept it and see what happens. Tap the inside of the wrist, and just for fun, you might do the opposite wrist and the opposite hand this time. So looking down at your wrist, tapping across the inside of your wrist, making sure you hit your wrist bone, that little bone that moves when you move your hand. Big, deep breath. I accept the part of me that bought this when, and describe again when what happened. Big, deep breath. Now, I want you to send a little love back to that kid or that time in your life when that belief became real. I want you to imagine yourself getting your needs met in that moment that obviously weren't met. So maybe you were shamed or bullied or humiliated or abandoned or betrayed or attacked. I want you to imagine that younger version of you got stood up for, got protected, got taken out of a bad situation. I got supported. Tap the side of the thumb, edge of the thumb, putting your hand in that karate chop position, looking down, seeing the side of your thumbnail there, tapping the edge of your thumb that's towards the ceiling. Big deep breath. I'm sending love to this part of me that really needed what? Describe what you needed and breathe. Tapping the index finger. I really needed, and say it again, maybe you needed help. Maybe you needed encouragement. Middle finger, same place. I'm allowing myself to feel that love and encouragement and whatever else it was I needed, and say what it was that you needed personally. Big deep breath. Allow yourself to imagine getting that and how good it would have felt and how you would have responded if someone had stepped in and given that to you right then. Big breath. Now we're going to tap the bottom edge of the fourth finger. I'm allowing myself to feel this support, this love, and this healing, kind energy. Back to the inside edge of your pinky finger. Big deep breath, tuning into that negative belief one more time. Keep tapping. Notice what number it is now as far as how true that statement is. Go ahead and just say that negative belief one more time and see if it still rings true. Tap the side of the hand. So, Brandon, how intense is that negative belief as you're tapping the side of your hand? Can you tell me what number it is now?
Yeah, I would say it's a 3.
Mm-hmm. So ask yourself, what's still holding this together? Meaning, what's still keeping that feeling as any kind of true? What do you think it is for you, Brendan?
I think for me, it's just something that's been, you know, ingrained long enough where sort of repeating this process, I feel like, you know, and obviously we're sort of doing a sample here today for everyone, and you do much longer sessions, but it seems like I really like the repetitive aspect of it because I feel like the more I do it, you know, the more mm-hmm. it goes down. So I just think it's just a matter of continuing this process, you know.
Because it's been there a long time.
Right, exactly.
So tap the top of your head And believe me, I'm not trying to get you down to a zero. I just want people to see what the process is and notice how things kind of drop down in intensity. Mm-hmm. And again, mm-hmm. a three in this limiting belief is way easier to live with than an eight. And for way sure. less debilitating. Okay, for sure. So tap the top of the head. Even though I've had this belief for so long, and it would be really weird if tapping on my head changed such an ingrained belief. I love and accept myself. Okay, tapping the side of the head and the back of the head, tapping the eyebrows. Even though I've had this belief for so long, come on, everybody, say it with me. And tap the temples. I love and accept myself. Tap the cheeks. It would be really strange if tapping on my face changed something that's been defining my personality and limiting my self-esteem. Tap into the nose. Big, deep breath. I accept that it would be really strange, but also really great to release this. Tap under the lips. It's okay for me to process things quickly and easily. Tapping the chest to move myself forward with traction and velocity. Big deep breath, tapping all over the chest. Tapping down to the front of the ribs. Even though I don't know who I would be yet without this limiting belief, tap the sides of the ribs. It's okay. I'm curious to find out. And tapping the inside wrist of your choice, tapping on that little wrist bone. I don't know who I would be if I didn't hear myself tell myself this regularly. Tap the side of the thumb. I'm open to allowing this new belief, say your new positive belief, to go much deeper than the old belief. Tap the index finger. Even if that would change things significantly in my life. And just notice that little part of you that, although you don't like hearing this limiting belief, it's so comfortable because it's so familiar. You know how to manage your life around that belief, but do you know what it's like to have a more positive belief be actually more true? It might feel a little threatening, weirdly enough. Tap the middle finger. Even if a part of me feels a little scared or intimidated by believing this positive belief that says what? Say your positive belief again. Tap the bottom of your fourth finger because it would change my what? Would it change your self-esteem? Would it change the way you walk down the street? Would it change the way you approach relationships or your value, how you value yourself out in the market? Tap your little finger. I love and respect myself. And I'm allowing myself to explore what anchoring this positive belief does for my life. Tap the side of the hand. I'm releasing any fear of feeling that good, having that much more energy, being that much more connected, powerful, open, loving, and healed. Big deep breath, big noisy sigh. Let's tap all over the body. Let's wrap it up for today. Tapping all over the body. Anywhere that you feel called, remember you have meridian points down your legs, on your feet, on your back, anywhere that you can reach. And let's say five positive things to ourselves. So you're conditioning your mind to think loving thoughts and to be your best friend, to be supportive. So what would five kind things that you could say to yourself right now? Something like, I'm proud of you for trying this new technique. I appreciate your willingness to experiment and to learn and grow. I love that you took some time for yourself today. And I encourage you to experiment and stay curious about what this can do for you. Okay? And just let yourself relax. Notice how you feel physically right now. How do you feel?
Very high, naturally high. I definitely feel like mine was reduced to pretty much nothing. And after, I really liked sort of the affirmation of, even though, you know, we're talking about this tapping thing, even though maybe I'm unsure about it, I'm going to give myself permission to believe it. And that's so powerful because, you know, everything is your belief, right? It's I've often said, as sort of half jokingly, when we cross over and understand what's happening with this life, it's I think we'll see everything was a placebo, you know. And when you give yourself permission, you realize you're creating it, and you have it's amazing, and you can feel the difference. And of course, this is something like anything where you want to continue doing it, right?
Right. It really helps to have support and encouragement. And that's what I notice, is that people will try it and they'll get huge relief. And then they're like, okay, wow. And then they sort of forget to do it, especially when they're triggered. So we get triggered on a regular basis. Somebody says something doesn't go our way, and suddenly we feel tight or contracted. That's actually when you need to start tapping. Because if you can accept the triggering moment, if you can accept that hard conversation while you're tapping, the pain of it comes right out of you, and you'll come back into peace and balance and function and flow instantly. So it works great for work. You could excuse yourself, go to the bathroom, tap silently like Brandon just did while you're really thinking those thoughts and feeling. Tap for 2 minutes in the restroom and come back out, and you will have your peace, your demeanor, and your brain functioning.
Yeah,
there's so many ways you can use this, and that's why I developed the World Tapping Circle, because I noticed that people can't afford to get the healing that they need. I couldn't afford it when I was struggling and my brain wasn't working very well, and I was overwhelmed and distraught and had dysfunctional relationships. I could, you know, barely keep it together to function for a few hours to get my work done. But I can now, because my brain works better, because my emotions aren't clogging the work. So I raised $250,000 and invested it in making the World Tapping Circle and getting all of the emails and the tech people and sewing together the right platforms to interface with websites, which I never believed or dreamed I would ever have to do. I didn't think I was capable of, but I did in the last 2 years, and we've been testing this with thousands of people, and it works beautifully. And that's why I'm so excited to work with you, Brandon, because your heart is like my heart. We want this world to be a better place quickly, and we're willing to put our love into it on a daily basis to make it happen. So I'm so honored and excited that that you asked me to give your listeners this really special deal. And we haven't done this before. The World Tapping Circle's never done this. So do you want to tell them?
Yeah. Well, so you know, as you guys know, I always love stories of synchronicity and serendipity and, you know, positive paranormal stories of any kind. And in this case, it's, you know, sort of a story of serendipity and synchronicity. You were going to Burning Man, as we talked a little bit about, and you really had a feeling that you would, you know, something important would happen. You'd make a big connection. And of course, I chased you down afterwards and, oh my gosh, you know, you've launched and you talked about the World Tapping Center Circle at Burning Man, and it instantly kind of flooded me like, oh my gosh, I got to find Sonia, because not only is this amazing, it's simple, it's all the things that I want, but it ties in perfectly with sort of where I'm at in my own development of this show. It's, you know, you said 2 years. I'm a little less than 2 years with this show, but it's continued to grow sort of exponentially, and we're reaching a lot of people and touching a lot of lives. And I've often said, well, when the time is right, I want to partner up with someone where I really feel a strong calling and really support what they're doing and so forth. And that's exactly the feeling I got when I was there with you. And so to hear from you, your sort of mini synchronicity story of you had this, you know, a feeling that something like that would go down at Burning Man this year. So we mm-hmm. got together afterwards and then, of course, I started beating you over the head saying, okay, I'm going to I definitely want to bring you on the show regardless, but I'd like to work out some sort of a sponsorship arrangement with you on an ongoing basis where we, you know, we bring people into the World Tapping Circle. And of course, one of the things, guys, that's beautiful about it is you actually get the whole visual component and you're doing it with other people live. I mean, there's a lot of pieces to it and we'll touch on that in a minute. But yeah, so I you know, first was sort of this sort of experience, then going to Sonia and saying, okay, here's the thing. I want to help put this out to the world. I believe in it. I love it. But you've got to give my listeners like a crazy deal. Mm-hmm. And so you had to really give that a lot of thought because I wanted there to be just a tremendous value and in a way that people couldn't say no. Mm-hmm. So maybe do you want to kind of give a breakdown of what I finally convinced you to roll out to the Positive Head listeners?
Well, you didn't have to beat me over the head. It did sort of take my breath away.
I'm being funny, of course. You were very, you know, after catching your breath, you were mm-hmm. you were like, very
wow,
kind.
Wow.
And gracious.
Yeah, because it is such a good deal already. I mean, the normal price for the World Tapping Circle, which is 4 live stream weekly sessions with me. I broadcast, much like Brandon does, a healing experience for people, and you log on live, and if you can't make it live and you register, you'll get a replay video. And of course, even if you didn't register to come to that week's circle, it's uploaded into a video library. So you've got all the tapping circles we've ever done, hundreds of hours of healing on different subjects, some little short 5-minute taps, some 10-minute taps, and some longer sessions, like hour-long taps. And I take you through the whole inquiry, and people have amazing revelations. And I was like, wow, Brandon, it's already like under $7 a week. Are you kidding me? That's the cheapest right. I could imagine doing it for. He's like, but if thousands of people did it, wouldn't you love that even more? And I went, yeah. Because that's what my premonition from Burning Man said was like, something bigger than anything I've imagined is about to happen. And I could feel that very intensely. And I told my partner before we left, I was like, you watch, it's going to be bigger than, you know, 3,000 to 5,000 people coming and tapping with me in person, which is amazing and beautiful. And I get love letters all day long about that. But it was like, but there's going to be somebody special that's like me that wants to affect millions of people's lives for the good. And this is what happened. And so, Brandon, I just could kiss you. You're just a wonderful man. Just a wonderful man. And I'm so excited to do this with you. So I did make the Positive Head listeners a really good deal. And we set up a special web page just
deal.
For Brandon. And so what we're going to do is give you 3 options right now to experience the World Tapping Circle. The first option is Positive Day, which is $5. You get a link that takes you to one tapping session, full-length tapping session. It's 90 minutes live stream. It's on Monday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific. And mm-hmm. we're asking $5. It's normally 9 for a one-time experience. It's just that one circle. And your link will redirect you to the replay video if you happen to miss it. And if you confirm that you're coming and you still miss it, we'll send you the replay video. So you got a way to do it. Then there's Positive Month, because you're like, I don't want to just have a positive day, one-time experience. I want to do this for a while and really see what happens, which I really recommend committing for a month. And our monthly price is $27 a month, but for the Positive Head people, we've dropped it to $19. So it's incredible. Under $20.
And that's one live stream. And guys, the live stream is really incredible. When you see the whole visual aspect of Sonia and her beautiful costumes and like the backdrop. It just gives you an instant feeling of connection with her. And, you know, big part of this for me, and there's other people out there doing tapping and so forth, but a big part of the reason I wanted to reach out to you specifically was because of you, just your voice, your energy. There's so much, like you said it earlier, there is so much angelic energy and spiritual energy coming off of you, and you can just feel the divine intelligence. And when you can see a visual to go along with it as she's tapping and you're watching her, and then of course you have other people, you know, all over the world connected on that same call, you have amplified the energy to such a degree. It's like taking this was really a small sample here that we did, right? It really takes it to a whole nother level. And it's sort of like the experience having at Burning Man, where there's thousands of people all sitting together. The energy in the room is just incredible because everyone is feeding off of everyone. And you've really recreated that, right?
Well, so, yeah, Burning Man inspired me. I was like, well, if I do this once a year for, you know, thousands of people, how can I do this on a weekly basis? That's not enough. They need a lot more love and support than that. So we did recreate that. And I've got some practitioners on the screen with me too, so you can see other people that you can identify with that don't have birds and flowers in their hair like I do.
You mean they don't have nests in their head? Oh my gosh.
I got to keep it fun for me. And so I'm a visual artist, and I was like, well, for sure, if we're going to be taking the darkest things in the world apart, we better make it fun.
Yeah. So for a day, it's $5 instead of $9 for the monthly membership, $19, and, you know, instead of $27. And I mean, $19 to, you guys got a little sample. I mean, if you do this for a month, I guarantee you, you're going to want to keep doing it, because it's just like the show. It's a daily conscious effort. In this case, it's weekly, right? And you're spending the live streams are an hour and a half, typically, correct?
Yeah, they're 90 minutes. And I take you through a series of questions, sort of like I just did, called the core causes questions. So you can really dig down deep, and you're not just tapping superficially on the symptoms and feeling better, but your issue comes back. You tend to really root these things out. And
yeah, it's a lot deeper dive.
It comes out of your nervous system, and you don't have to keep working on the same thing year after year. It actually dissolves, and you can focus on a different area of yourself. And the more you get it clean and organized in there, it tends to be just light maintenance after that. You really will make traction and hold that ground and feel better and have a different experience of your own mental and emotional and spiritual capacity. So it's just a beautiful thing to watch what's happened. And then we also made a special deal for people like me and like Brandon, who are like go-getters, who are like, you know what? I found something. It works. I'm going to dive in and see how far I can go. What can this really do? And that's the positive year. So that's 52 circles a year. It means I'm going to email you every week like, hey, you want to come to circle? Click here and confirm. You want to come to circle? How about now? Let's do it. So I'm your accountability buddy. And you get a chance to tap with us live and be known in the chat room, where you can we get to know your name, and people will comment and support you and love you. And it's a beautiful thing. So positive year from 302 down to 199.
Wow. They really are such generous discounts. And like I jokingly said, I had to sort of beat Sonia upon the positive head to get her to give such a big discount. And so it's, you know, if you go to worldtappingcircle.com / positive head, that's where you're going to see this special sign up. So don't do it through the typical worldtappingcircle.com. That's where it's, you know, instead of $5, it's $9. Instead of, you know, 27 for the month, it's, I'm sorry, instead of 19, it's 27. And the year is 302 there, and it'll be 199 if you go through, you know, the / positive head URL, just for you guys. Yep. So hopefully you love me as much as I love you guys for getting Sonia to do this. And Sonia, we do love you for doing this. This is really, really gracious. And I know your number one intent is to help heal the world, and this is a wonderful way to do it.
Well, thank you. You know, that's a really selfish intent, because I want more happy, healthy people to play with. And I want to see us do what we came to this world to do. I know we can do a lot better than we've done and way better than the culture tells us we can do. And I want to shake off that depressing, sad conditioning that's on the billboards and in the magazines and in the music, and like us rise up shining and claim this planet for love. And we each have that spark, and this work will fan those flames and ignite you and give you back your energy, your power, your focus, and your dreams, and make your families and relationships work a lot better. So with all my heart, I invite you to try it for a day, a month, a year, jump into the tapping community, because we are a community of people, and you're going to find us at all the festivals. You're going to find us in all kinds of schools. I'm training doctors and school teachers. Wow. So it's very exciting. And there's one more thing, Brandon. This is so new.
Yeah,
but
speaking
Yeah. That for people like me and Brandon, who are kind of geeks of transformation, and you really want to know the science and you want to see the research studies, you want to watch the TED Talk videos that talk about the newest neural science, and you want some more deep in invested time, I've got a 30-hour online training that takes you from a beginner Wow. to intermediate level. And it's fun, and it's pretty, and it's easy on the eyes, and it's sexy and kind. It's not like any kind of school you've ever had, because I wanted to create something that people wanted to do and didn't feel like they were just doing this dull thing. So it's fun and beautiful, and those comments that you make, I read, I respond, I interact with you. And we're going to give you a discount on the school too, which is normally $375, and it comes with a free year of the tapping circle, and we're going to discount it to $250, which is like, wow. So if you really want to
That's not even that much more than the yearly membership for the, you know, weekly tapping circle. And you basically get the full training package, the school, the Sonia Sophia School. Incredible.
Yeah, it's the Sophia School of Living Arts, and it's sophiaschool.us. But you'll find all that information through worldtappingcircle.com/positiveHead, and that's where these offers will be.
Well, this, as I mentioned, Sonia is so gracious, and I know that we will have people that jump on this. I mean, it's obviously very inexpensive. The price of a cup of coffee to try it for a day, or, you know, I recommend at the very least the monthly, because repetition. So see how you feel, see what it does for you. It's such a perfect add-on if you're already listening to this podcast. It's giving you something to do each week. And of course, there's a huge archive of past, circles as well. So for those of you who really want to dive deep, that's the great thing. Once you're a member, you can just, I mean, you can you can do the live ones each week, or if you want to spend, you know, 20 hours a week, you can, right?
Yeah, so you can tap every day.
Yeah. And like I said, having the visual element and seeing Sonia as she leads you through it, it really makes a real difference for me. It's great what we did here as a sample, but you got to get the full experience. So, well, Sonia, I appreciate you so much for taking the time to come on to the show and share this incredibly generous offer. And I look forward to collaborating with you for years to come, introducing people to tapping and helping to heal the world.
Well, thank you, Brandon. I admire your strength and your moxie and your stick-to-itiveness and your positive attitude. Superpowers activate.
Exactly. I love it. I do have one last question I want to leave you with, that I always start the show with a question, the same question, and end it with the same question. 60 seconds or less. What is the meaning of life according to Sonia Sophia?
The meaning of life is to give love and to receive love. And I believe that when we die, that's the thing that's most important. We ask ourselves, or maybe we're asked by our higher selves or by the divine, how much love did you let in and how much love did you let through and let out?
Beautiful. Yeah. And, you know, just to kind of conclude with the statement, and it's something the listeners always hear me say, the number one thing I believe we're all here to accomplish on all of our lists, we all have different paths, but self-love. And you know, working on yourself and joining worldtappingcircle.com/positivehead is a great way to do that. So I hope you all take advantage of Sonia's generosity and hope to see you in there on Monday nights for the live events.
I'll be there.
I know you'll be there. I'll be there too. I'll be there too when I can. In some instances I will, some I won't, but I definitely will be, for those that I miss, be checking out. That's a great thing for someone who has a busy schedule like myself, you know. Yeah. When I can't make it at the live time, I can go back and watch it later. So
yeah.
Thank you again so much, Sonia, and everyone, hope you all have a wonderful and blessed day.
See you in the circle.
See you in the circle.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.